This is an off-the-wall podcast, your chance to hear segments from the show again, or for the very first time. Catch Off the Wall with Joey Kieran, live Mondays and Fridays from noon to 1 on 1490 The Score.
The month of August is now B&D Meats Prep Football Preview Month here on 1490 The Score. Visit B&D Meats in Winston for their famous selection of the best jerky in Oregon. Now, it's time to go in-depth with another local football program on Off the Wall with Joey Kieran.
Well, we come back here on our Monday afternoon. We do continue on with our B&D Meats Prep Football Preview Month. Continuing our trip around Douglas County here during the program and getting a chance to talk with different head football coaches from our local programs, getting ready to kick things off less than 2 weeks away for the start of the season. And we get a chance now to welcome in from Elkton, the coach of the Elks out there, Bill Shaw, on the program here with us. Coach Shaw, thanks so much for making some time with us here this afternoon. Happy to have you here on the program. First week of practice is in the books. How have things been off and rolling for you guys out there in Elkton?
Well, we're pretty excited. We've got a couple of seniors, but we've got a group of about 10 juniors. I think we've got 21 kids all together. They got a good group of kids. They're working hard. I've been really excited with their effort. And, we've had a couple kind of slow years where this group of kids as juniors, they played a lot of downs as freshmen and sophomore, and that didn't equate to a lot of wins for those kids. But I think they've paid their dues, and they're working to get better.
Well, that's what we like to hear as we talk with Bill Shaw here from Elkton High School, helping coach the Elks out there. You mentioned that you got a lot of guys that have had experience as underclassmen and are working their way up. I noticed looking at last year's roster, just three seniors on that class for you guys last year. The season started out pretty nice, three straight wins to start the year, but then, like you said, a little bit tough for you guys the rest of the way. Was there something that changed there after the first couple of weeks of the season that you noticed that maybe led to the struggles for you guys?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do as we got into league play. You know, our league last year was arguably maybe the toughest league in the state with Camas Valley, Powers, and Days Creek. All of those teams were loaded with seniors and quality athletes, and so we ran across, you know, we kind of ran into a buzzsaw once we got to league play. You know, with what you said, you know, we played Yonkawa early and got a win in a pretty close game, but then they went on to play in a league that was a little kinder to them, and I think they battled their way to a playoff spot at the end. We ended up having some struggles along the way, but I think, you know, you get tested in the fire. So we know what it's like to play against good teams, and now we're just going to have to step up and prove we can be one of those.
Well, as we talk with Bill Shaw here from Elkton, looking to see what you guys have on the roster this year with just the three seniors graduating, means that you probably had a lot of guys that were either juniors or younger that were playing last year. It sounds like that's what you were saying there at the start. How many guys do you guys bring back that were starters for you last year?
Gosh, virtually every kid in my junior and senior group started at one point in time during the season last year. So both seniors saw starting time. Jesse Abraham and Brad Doudna both saw starting time on the offense. Abraham a little at quarterback and tight end, and Doudna at receiver. And then of my 10 juniors, I think at one point in time, every one of those 10 juniors has started a game, whether it's offense or defense, kind of a split amongst those kids. But so we've got a lot of guys returning that have played some, which is good for us because, you know, it makes transitions, whether it's learning the offense or understanding the defense. Transitions are so much easier when you have kids that already have knowledge of that terminology and the skills that you're trying to work on.
Yeah, usually you can be a step ahead of things at this point in the game when you've got guys coming back that are experienced and have a bit of an edge on what you've been doing in years past. And first week of practice under your belts, got a chance to get out there and put pads on and let guys do a little bit of popping. How did the first week go? Did they feel like the guys were picking up the offense and picking up the fundamentals that you want them to have at this point in the season? Did it go the way you expected?
Yeah, I'm really proud of my kids. They're willing to, you know, they're willing to work hard and they want to be successful. So they're, you know, we've bumped up the conditioning a little bit because they're, you know, because they've matured some. And I, you know, we're blessed that group of sophomores has been working so hard for us. You know, those kids, you know, there's a big difference between that sophomore year and that junior year. We've had a lot of kids grow a little bit and get a little bit of faster and mature some, and they want to come back and take leadership roles. And you know, gosh, I've got four kids in the running backs category with Spencer Moore and Trenton Halstead, Gunnar Lynn and Jay Spillman. And, you know, depending on situation and what we're doing, they all bring different skills to the table that are really good. Got a returning a lineman who, in my mind, is in the all-league category in Mark Russell. And then, of course, Abraham and Dowd now are two seniors at the tight end spots. And Austin Lazier, who played this summer for the Umpqua Lions team, right now he's taking snaps under center. And so we have some experience. I mean, we may have to mix in a younger kid or two here or there, but really I've got two seniors, 10 juniors, so I've got 12 older kids to fill out an 8-man roster, and boy, that makes it a lot easier than what we've gone through in the past.
Yeah, totally. Sounds like it. Talking with Bill Shaw here from the Elkton Elks as they get ready to start their season, as their first game of the year will be against Yonkala coming up on September 1st after a jamboree looks like coming up this week for the Elks. You mentioned maybe having to fill out with a couple of younger guys. Are there any guys that are newcomers to the team, either maybe some incoming freshmen or guys that maybe didn't play last year or spent most of the time maybe on the sideline that you're looking to see come in and maybe get a chance to make an impact on this team early on in their career out at Elkton?
Well, you know, I know Mason Cox is one of our juniors who he's kind of been on the sideline all along, but you know, he's grown a little bit and he's gotten some maturity and some leadership stuff, and I would know we're going to add him on defense. He's got good hands. If we want to use him as a receiver, he's going to be a utility kid for us and play several spots. But in the youngers category, Kyle Briggs is a sophomore who, you know, he hasn't had a lot of playing time, but he's another kid who he can play a lot of different positions for us, and he's a real talented kid. And then in our freshman category, Jace Clevenger, you know, I've got one of those who's a 4-point student, and he's a quarterback, and he throws a decent ball, and he's a real good kid. He's always running around with a smile on his face, and I think we're going to see great things from that kid, you know, in the future especially. But I know that he's going to contribute at time. You know how football goes. We're going to need everybody before we're done, and so that kid's really going to help me out.
Absolutely, yeah. When you got 20 guys plus on the roster, but playing 8 at a time on either side, you're definitely going to need those guys out there to help fill things out there. As we talk with Bill Shaw from the Elkton Elks, previewing the upcoming season for Elkton here on our B&D Meets Prep Football Preview Month. Read a nice article written by Tom Eggers, kind of featuring you as the centerpiece of the article here over the weekend, and some interesting notes in that. One thing I took away is that not something you hear about too often when it comes to a high school football team. You have a young lady on your roster for this year. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's going to be like mixing into the Elks this year?
Well, you know, that's always kind of a different situation. It creates all those little crazy things of how do we find her a locker room to get dressed in, and how do we take, you know, there's little things that you got to take care of. But Taylor's another one of those freshmen who's not only a good student, but she's been involved in student leadership, and she's a kid that works hard, and I can't say enough about, you know, the positive stuff that she brings. And, you know, I'm really impressed with my team. You know, my boys, they haven't treated her, you know, I never hear comments about girl or anything else. They just treat her like she's one of our football players, and she's played all the way through middle school, so it's not a surprise. Everybody's had kind of time to be adjusted to the different idea, but I'm really happy with the way the team is treating her, and I'm really happy with the way she's responded, her effort level as far as practice and helping us out.
Yeah, it's really cool to see that that mix in on a team. Not something you see too often, especially it sounds like she might be in that lineman group for you this fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
she's going to be one of our linemen, and she's, you know, we just tinkered today in scrimmage with putting her and then a couple other youngers in the line with the first offense, just so they get a little time and you know, just a little taste. But you know, when we get to games, I know at some point in time I'm going to need her to step in and help us out a little bit. And you know, I think some people might make a mistake underestimating her. She's a smart kid who works hard.
Well, and it's definitely not a position you'll normally see when there's a girl on the team. You don't normally see him at that spot, so that's really cool, and it's great to hear that she's going to be somebody that you know, you think you can rely on here throughout the season to fill in there along the line for the Elkton Elks as we preview the upcoming season with Coach Bill Shaw. As we wrap things up here with you, Coach, I know also the article mentioned the fact that you had some pretty serious surgery over the summer, having heart surgery. Great to see that you're going to be able to get back out on that sideline and be a part of the year this year. But for you, how much effort did it take for you to be able to get ready to be back out there on the sideline, and how much of a driving force was being able to be a part of this season for you to try and make sure that you were healthy enough and get back to that point to where you could be on the sideline?
Well, both of those things are true. It was quite a process to get through, and I was blessed that my wife, Donna, and some of my family really helped take care of me. Well, when I got to come home from the surgery 4 days after surgery, and I was immediately able to get up and get around, but I've had some limitations waiting for the sternum to heal and all that crazy stuff. And so it's been a process to try and find my way back, but I can't say enough about this community and the school. And they'll pack me a chair out to the field, and Coach Hughes drag a chair out to the field and make sure that I have a place to sit if I get crazy. And Coach Hughes keeps an eye on me. If I start trying to throw a football around or something, he'll make me go sit in my chair and relax for a little bit. And I've only got a couple of weeks left, I think, until my sternal precautions are over and I can actually maybe be a little bit more involved in practice. But, you know, gosh, I really wanted to be involved with this group of kids, you know, and Coach Hughes took them to Camp Riley, a football camp in June, and I'd really hope that, or in July, I mean, and I'd really hope that I'd get it. Figure out a way that I could sneak off up there to Camp Riley and be with them, but I just wasn't ready yet. So I've been anxiously fighting my way back so that I could be involved with them.
Well, we hope that it all goes smoothly for you to be on the sideline this year. Hopefully, not too many aggravations out there. Hopefully, it's smooth sailing to start while you continue to get your way back to full health out there.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be with these kids and do what I do. And, you know, our football field, you can throw a rock from our sideline in the Umpqua River. So I work in an awful beautiful place. It's quite a beautiful setting, and I've got good kids that are willing to work hard. So I'm excited about this year.
Yeah, absolutely, and it is a beautiful field up there. I love the few times I've been able to make it up there to go and check out practice. It's always been a beautiful trip. Definitely love the field you guys have there at Elkton High School. Well, Coach, I appreciate it. Good luck as the season gets kind of off and rolling this weekend with Jamboree stuff, but when you officially kick things off next September 1st, next weekend, I guess, following this one, you get what I'm saying there. Against
yep.
Yonkala, good luck as you get things off and rolling.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That is head coach of the Elkton Elks, Bill Shaw, on the program here with us as he previews what's coming up for the Elks this year. A lot of great information there about that team as they look to try and build off of a 3-6 season last year that started out hot and finished out not the way they wanted things to go. We'll see how those returning guys do. That is our B&D Meets Prep Football Preview Month. We will have a podcast of that interview up online at 541radio.com coming up later on this afternoon on the 1490 The Score homepage. So check that out there. Share that interview around for those that might be interested in learning more about the Elkton Elks this season. We'll go ahead and take our break. When we come back, we will talk a little college football, OSU getting ready to start the year this weekend. We'll dive into whether or not Beaver fans should be concerned going into this season opener. More after this here on CBS Sports Radio, 1490, The Score.
That was a preview of the upcoming season for a local prep football team. Stay tuned for more interviews throughout the month here on Off the Wall, or find archive interviews with head coaches online at 541radio.com. It's BND Meets Prep Football Preview Month on 1490 The Score. Visit BND Meets in Winston for all of your grilling needs this football season.
Thanks for listening to an Off the Wall podcast. More segments and interviews can be found at 541radio.com.